You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Sometime when we read the word of God, we simply appreciate it, but we don't believe it. We like it, but we don't follow it. We see it, but we don't give it attention. The scripture says, God shall supply all your need. How many of us believe that? That God will supply all your need. He didn't say God will supply all your want. He says, God will supply all your need. Brethren, that is why we must not make the gospel about needs. The gospel that we have outside today, that is about needs. It's about people seeking solutions, seeking this, seeking breakthrough for visa, breakthrough for money, for business, all of that. It's not the gospel. That is not the purpose of the gospel. In times of our need, it has been taken care of from the foundation of the world. He says, God shall supply all your need, not your want. All. There is nothing you need as a child of God that God will not supply. I'm telling you, the word of God does not lie. There is absolutely nothing you need, you really need, that God will not supply. You know, sometimes I am humbled by the fact that it is not my prayer. You know, I love to pray and tell God my needs. But many times, when I see how many of my needs have been met, I realize that I didn't even know some things that I really need. Because God will go ahead and simply provide that need. You see, sometimes I don't honestly feel like I need money. And then a money will come in and I'm like, God, you are wonderful. Before you know it, suddenly I will notice that a need arise that meet that amount of money. I myself didn't even know I needed money at that time. Brethren, God will supply all your need. But he also says, according to his own riches, not according to the economy of the country that you live. Not according to the president of your economy. It's good to vote for good candidates. But as God's children, please understand that it does not matter who is president. It does not matter who is really ruling. In terms of your provision, it is according to his riches. You may be working. In fact, if you ask a lot of people who are working, they will, particularly I'm talking of believers, they will testify that their provision is not really because of their work. They will see the hand of God in various ways. Let me give you an example. Did you know that the reason you can save money from your work is because God has not allowed a problem that is bigger than your income to come to you? It's not because you are so smart. It's not because you know how to save. Well, I don't use credit card. If I use it, it's so minimally. I plan my life. Thank God that you can do all of that. But let me tell you, it all still boils down to the fact that there are challenges that didn't come your way. No matter the money you have in life, there is a problem that is bigger than any money that anybody can hold in their hand. So it is according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, not according to inflation, not according to the prices of things in your country. It is according to his riches. And you must see God's provision from that perspective. The reason you can't trust God, you can't believe in him to meet your need, is because you are looking at your economy. You are looking at the country that you have. You are saying to yourself, how will I ever buy a car when my salary cannot even feed me? When a car is your need, God will supply it. May God give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.